From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. An Iranian court has sentenced a Chinese-American man arrested last year to 10 years in prison on, quote, infiltration charges. The person was identified and arrested by intelligence forces, according to a deputy judiciary chief. The man was held by the Iranians, named by Mizan Online, a news agency operated by the Iranian judiciary, as 37-year-old Zhiyu Wang, a dual national of China and the United States. The report said Wang was arrested on August 8, 2016, and was accused of passing confidential information about Iran to the U.S. State Department, to Harvard University, and to Princeton University, among others. The deputy judiciary chief did not identify the man by name, but the Iranian account attributed to an unnamed source said Wang was born in Beijing, had been a graduate student at Princeton in the United States, and entered Iran as a researcher. It also described him as a fluent speaker of Persian. China has released a prominent rights activist from prison. Zhu Zhiyong was freed Saturday after serving a 4-year sentence. His lawyer said Zhu was in good health but offered no further details. Zhu was convicted in 2014 for organizing a, quote, illegal gathering with the purpose of disturbing public order. Activists say this vague charge has been used to try to silence government critics. Zhu was one of the founders of the so-called New Citizens Movement. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Iraqi police on Sunday marched through Baghdad in celebration of the recapture of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Mosul is the second largest city in northern Iraq and was the militant's primary stronghold in the country until it was liberated on the 10th of July. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday that the people who planned last year's failed coup in Turkey are, quote, traitors who should be beheaded. The United States has condemned the coup but has disagreed with Turkey on several issues.
Erdogan blames his U.S.-based political opponent Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the coup and demands his extradition. The U.S. government has refused to extradite Gulen without substantial evidence that this was the case. Former U.S. ambassador to Ankara James Jeffrey says it would be hard to extradite Gulen without proof that he was involved or knew about a plot to assassinate the Turkish head of state.
That gets into very complicated stuff that I haven't seen the proof, but I would be surprised if there's a whole lot of proof, because if you're going to do something like that, you typically don't leave a paper trail.
But Jeffrey says that Gulen's supporters had infiltrated the Turkish armed forces, police and judiciary, and ultimately helped engineer the coup. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli security forces shot and killed a Palestinian man who opened fire on them early Sunday in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli police and military had been looking for the suspect, whom they believed had carried out 2 shooting attacks on Israelis in the West Bank Saturday. French President Emmanuel Macron and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday remembered the victims of a mass deportation of French Jews to Nazi camps during the Holocaust. Fewer than 100 people survived after 13,000 people were rounded up and sent to concentration camps in July 1942. The 2 leaders spoke about the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, the Iran nuclear deal, and French-Israeli technological cooperation. American officials interviewing refugees held in an Australian-run offshore detention center left the facility abruptly, according to 3 detainees who spoke to the Reuters news agency. American officials halted screening interviews and departed the Pacific island of Nauru on Friday, 2 weeks earlier than planned. It came a day after the United States reportedly reached its annual refugee intake cap. And that's the news at this hour. You can find more on these and other developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.